The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome inside, at least for me, not for Murphy Holloway. In the Riverland Roofing Studios, little house up top, riverlandroofing.com for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. That's our friends at Riverland Roofing. My prayers still for Billy and Scott. Thank you for coming into an all new edition of Talk of Champions on this Thursday, January 16th, 2025. And you see right beside me, that's an all time Ole Miss basketball great Murphy Holloway.
Because I appreciate it.
Them boys are hooping, and in the old days of this podcast, man, since probably like 2013, mm-hmm. I've been talking to Murph pretty regular. Now we're like old men, but when Ole Miss basketball does its thing, there's only one person I call. Murph, how we doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm good. You were sitting behind the bench on Tuesday when Ole Miss went to number 4 Arkansas. And one
Alabama, man.
I did it again.
Arkansas is 0-4, not that's number true. 4.
He did beat Arkansas. I don't know why I keep doing this. Murph was behind the bench when number 21 Ole Miss went to number 4 Alabama on Thursday and won its first game over a top 5 opponent on the road in school history. Murph, tell me about that experience, bro. What took you to Alabama for that specific game, kind of what all led to it, and what was it like sitting back?
Honestly, I just still being a part of the program, man, still being welcomed by Ole Miss, Coach Beard and the staff, and, you know, still having a connection with those guys, man. I was like, you know, going down to the game. And, you know, you see, we're 3-0, and they just keep rolling, man. Got a great team. But one thing I noticed the most about this team, man, that togetherness takes you a long way.
Ain't no doubt about it. And this team has that togetherness, and it's really coming together more and more as the SEC schedule rolls on. Ole Miss is 15-2, 4-0 in the SEC. Only two teams remain undefeated in the SEC, and your Ole Miss Rebels are one of them, the other one being top-ranked Auburn. When you're watching from your seat right behind the bench at Malik Dia putting up 23-19, I saw it on Twitter later on. Murph was like, that's a Murphy Holloway stat line right there.
How
is he getting it done? He does it a little bit differently than you did. So how did he get it done, and what have you seen from his game that's allowed him to have this run in SEC play?
You know what, man? Malik can shoot the ball very well, so guys have to come out and guard him. He can beat you off the bounce. But great, great jump shooter, which makes it hard for people to, you know, you can't sag off of him at all because he'll make the three. And he can post you up, and as you see, he's been playing bully ball also. So when you mix in a great jump shooter with some bully ball, and that's just he's got that will, you know, to win and go get it. Whereas with Andy Kennedy, man, go get that ball. You know, the ball scores, and so that's what he went and did. He went and got that ball. It's the most important thing on the floor.
Yeah, ball getters. I remember Andy talking about that all the time. Be a ball getter, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this team's filled with them. This team's filled with ball getters. And when you see every single game, essentially five players every game scoring double-digit points, and you'll hear Chris Beard say that's by design. That's where this team – I mean, you spent a year with Beard as a GA. You know how he operates. But to see how they're operating now with a defense that is among the nation's best, what is it about Chris Beard and defense that has gotten them to this place specifically? What is his philosophy?
Man, coach, he just believes, man, he's a defensive-minded coach. And he believes that, you know, defense turns into offense. When you're struggling on offense, you can count on your defense to make plays. You see Matt Morrell gets a bunch of steals, man. They made all Alabama turn it over, I think, 20-something times maybe. I didn't look at the stat sheet, but you see, like, we won by 10, and they had 20 turnovers. You know, if you let them have 8 turnovers, you probably lose that game because we didn't shoot it great. Defense turned into offense. At the end of the day, we made shots. So that's just coach, man, and he's been doing it for a while, not to mention he got the great Mark Adams over there with him. So defense is, you know, that's what they start practice with. You know, they still do basic defense, you know, hey, 3-man closeouts. Basically, it's like me and you playing, what is it, man? Just keep out. We're trying to throw the ball to the next person and the other person closes out, you know, like monkey in the middle.
Keep away. Keep away. Yeah,
keep away. So they still do it. He still teaches the basics. And you can never get away from, you know, your fundamentals.
Well, you've been around the program ever since you left in 2012-13 in some capacity. I mean, look, man, Murphy's an all-time great. He's one of only two players, I think, in SEC history with 500 points and 500 rebounds, if I still remember that correctly. Like, I can still recite the Murphy Holloway stat line because I've been covering his team for so long.
I appreciate it.
Hey, well, you never have to worry about anybody remembering your stuff, you know, as long as I'm breathing, bro. You hear that? Yeah. I got Murph. So, when you look at this team and how it's come together, what are the parallels, do you think, to that 2012-13 team that had that magical run? Because that was a team, too, that was desperate for an NCAA tournament appearance. Yeah. It took bringing Marshall in and folding him in with you and Reg and all those kind of guys. Here you see 10 seniors on the team, but only 5 guys that returned from last season. And they're all guys that probably came from a place like Dre Davis came from Seton Hall, where they were that dude, right? Yeah. Like, they were the one that number one option, and now they're all blending together. What are the parallels that you see?
Man, what I see the most, you spoke on it, man, just having an older team. You know, you got a lot of experience on that team. You know, Sean Padula, you know, he played at Virginia Tech under a great head coach, you know what I'm saying? So just having all that together, and honestly, as coaches, you got to be able to blend it all because, like you said, these guys go to – Dre Davis came from Seton Hall. He was the man. So he comes here. You got to be able to blend it where he knows, you know, he's still happy and he fits into everything, and coach has done a great job for it. But just the toughness, like you said, the will to win, and that's what I see, man. But having experience, is that's what we had with Marshall, Reg, me, and Nick, you know, kind of leading the way. And, you know, you had Jarvis on that team and Snoop. And Jarvis, our starting point guard, was a leader. He was so mature as a sophomore and a freshman. So I think just having that experience and the will to win, man, and they're disciplined. You know, you got a bunch of young people, they're not always disciplined. They might be talented. This is a disciplined team and well-coached team.
Well, Ole Miss is 15-2. That team, it went a different route. Ended up a 12 seed in the NCAA tournament, beat 5 seed Wisconsin and Jacksonville, moved on. The LaSalle game was tough, whatever it might be. But if those teams, go ahead. I know you still got feelings about that game.
I do. I said buzzer beater, but it's all good.
The buzzer beater, it shouldn't have gotten to that point.
It shouldn't have got to that point. You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
Shouldn't have got to it. Yep.
That's all I'm saying. But that team versus this team, man. Tell me about the matchup of those teams, man. I look at it like Sean Padula and Jarvis would be fun by itself, but man, you step it out on Malik, that'd be kind of fun.
You know what? That'd be fun, man. And of course, I'm gonna say off the bat, we would win. There's no other way I say something different. But we can't turn the ball over, we might be in trouble. That side defense might would have had us, man. I think Coach Beard would have probably tried to take Marshall out the game, put me and Reg on that free throw line. Boy, it might have been a long night. You know, we got to count on Nick Williams to make big shots. But I'm definitely, yeah. I'm going to say the toughness, and I'm going to go with the toughness of me and Reg on the inside, just kind of getting it done, but it'll be a struggle.
You said that, and the first thing that pops in my head is Ole Miss finished out that game. First of all, you made a really good point about this defense. They go to Alabama and shoot 38% from the floor and beat a top four team by 10 points. That is nuts. That just shows you this is an elite style defense.
Yeah.
All right. But they closed out that game with one of their bigs, probably their four at the time. It was Jamin Brakefield, getting the inbound and shooting the free throws. That's where they probably could have got y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, coach would have subbed me out anyway. That's what would he would have got me out of the game, and he would have told me sit in this first seat because he got to go back in on defense.
Was Reggie like you could get Reggie in a free throw shooting contest?
You know what, man? It'll go back. It depends on the day.
Okay.
Something that most people don't know, if Reg missed his free throw to start the game, say it's my turn to shoot a free throw. He messes with me while I'm on the line. I'm like, Reg, we're on the same team. But he wants to – that's just Reg, you know what I mean? And we laugh about it now, you know. If he make his, it'll be, you know, if he make his, he'll leave me alone. He'll let me make mine. But if he miss, he'll be like, uh-oh. I'll be like, come on, Reg. I got enough as it is going on in his head.
It kind of makes me love or respect Reg more because, like, misery loves company, man.
They do.
I'm not trying to be on my own on this island, you know?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not about to be the only person out here shooting 50%. We all going to shoot 50%.
Oh, it was funny because Marshall, you know, I talked to him recently. He's doing great, too. And you and Marshall are two of my favorite almost basketball players ever. But when you think about that hypothetical matchup, the one thing I will say, if they did do a good job like they did against Sears, against Alabama, and have Marshall starting out like 0 for 6, 0 for 10,
yep.
It won't matter. Number 11 is going in. That's all I'm saying, yeah. too.
You're right.
Number 11 is going in. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to take his shots, and you better be ready to be physical with Murph in the block. That year you spent with Beard, what did you learn the most about him as a coach and kind of the culture change from Kermit?
You know what, man? One thing I'm going to tell you about Coach Beard, man, and it goes with every phase of life, even starting with businesses or whatever, he holds you accountable, and he's going to hold everyone accountable, from the head assistant to the GA to the janitor. He holds everyone is accountable, you know what I mean? He thinks he takes everyone to win. He's not with missteps, no missteps. Like, we're not going to skip steps. We're going to do what it takes. And when he talked about being disciplined, doing the right thing every time. Like, don't do it sometimes. Do it every time. And in life, you'll see if you just stay disciplined, you know, things will work out for you. But once you get off track, you know how they try to lose weight and skip for a couple days, and I'm going to eat fried chicken today. I mean, oh, me too. You know, but stay disciplined, it pays off for you. So just coach, man, being disciplined, being an everyday guy, you know what I mean, just going in and grinding and working. And I honestly don't see how he still does it. And he started off as, you know, as a GA. So he's been doing it since he was 20 some years old. Mm-hmm. And he still does it now. I won't say his age, but he still does it now.
It was interesting to me when I walked into his office for the first time. We were doing an Ivy League with him, me and Jared Ivy. Mm-hmm. And then walls are completely black. My man's got Tupac on one wall. He's got
Biggie, I think, on one wall, maybe.
Biggie, yeah.
And Willie Nelson, maybe Willie Nelson on one. That's it.
That cat, he's uniquely himself. He reminds me of Andy a lot in that same way. He's the same way. And one of my favorite stories ever was when Murf told me about when Andy recruited you. And he said he came in, he shook my hand like a black man, and I knew right then and there I was going to like the guy. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
You know what, man? Coach got some flavor right here, man. Yeah. Then as you come and play for him, you see he comes to practice and – oversized gym shorts and Jordans, you know. Yeah. But
he can pull out a pinstripe suit, but like he's more comfortable in basketball shorts and Jordans.
They're both very relatable, man. They can relate to – you can put them in a room anywhere, and they can find common ground with anybody and have a conversation with you.
Yeah, see, and that's the point I was trying to make. Chris Bridge a lot like that in terms of how he relates to players, how he relates to his coaches, how he relates to the media. He's – exactly who he says he is, and interesting enough, Cap, Are you bullish on this team currently? I think projected as a 6 seed in the NCAA tournament. Are you bullish first and foremost on this team as an NCAA tournament team? Because it's been going on 6 years now since Ole Miss made an appearance.
Nah, this is an NCAA tournament team, man. Yeah. With Coach Beard, I ain't gonna lie, it's no falling off. There's no we're gonna have slumps or, you know, this team isn't for real. Nah, I think they'll be a top one to four seed when it's all said and done. Which is something that, you know, Ole Miss, we feel like we cursed, man. So we like, something's definitely gonna go wrong. I'm gonna say nah.
I feel the same way. Like, I've lived Ole Miss basketball my entire life. All right. Yep. And I was convinced the magic of y'all's 2012-13 season, nothing could break that. And then LaSalle, you know, like, y'all are going to LA. Y'all are going to the Sweet 16.
Going to LA. We were ready.
Yeah.
LaSalle, boy, we were packed.
they were packed. They were ready to go. You go to L.A., you match the greatest achievement in Ole Miss basketball history, one Sweet 16 appearance. Yep. We're talking about things that, for most that have been playing this game for a while, is commonplace. For Beard, he don't want to hear about the first. But for Ole Miss, this is a different world. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, y'all didn't get the respect y'all deserved. Y'all had to get in as a 12 despite winning 27 games. Yep. This team – they got a different SEC that they're fighting. You know, yep. I understand the SEC is the best conference in America now.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is unprecedented. It needs to be recognized now, especially coming from a guy like you who played in that and understood the challenge of just getting to the tournament. But this team's operating a little differently.
Nah, they didn't, man. I mean, Coach, he got them rolling. Like, he got them rolling, but he still got their, hey, man, yeah, hands in the dirt. Like, the hand is still in the dirt. It ain't no, you know, we beat Alabama, we're done. Nah. Nah, that ain't him at all. So.
Oh, the best thing is after the game when he's asked about the historic nature of the game, he said, I don't know. This is the fourth SEC game. We got to know. Like, he's business.
And he's serious. He's not going to say that to the media and then come to us and be all, you know, happy, jolly. He's still, like, his hands in the dirt, man. Like, he is working every day. I think if he win a national championship, I don't think he'll celebrate long. I mean, I think he might, we won, you know, be happy in the moment, but he's right back to it. Like, that's just what he knows, man. And so that's most coaches. Grinding is all they know.
That's a really good point. And I mean, as stacked as his resume is, the most stacked resume of any Ole Miss coach for their sport ever, it really just comes down at the end of it. He's trying to go 1-0 every week, too.
That's it. He trying to go 1-0 every day. Coach, I'm telling you something, and I know he don't mind, man. Coach would tell us right now, he's like, hey, man, you don't have to lose in anything. You know, I know people say, oh, you won 20 straight, a loss is coming. No, it never has to come. You don't have to lose. And so that's something else I take with life, man, from Coach. Like, you know, people say, oh, you take losses. I don't want to take a loss. You know, with business, I want to win. I don't want to take a loss. So great guy, great team, man, and I'm glad to be around to be able to witness greatness and, you know, still, like, you know, learn from him.
How's the business going, man? And I got an idea for some content. You and I doing a ride along with your business, and maybe we go pick up AK in Birmingham or something and ride around. We got
what, man? Business is going good, man. I got all my flatbed trucks moved from South Carolina to Oxford now, and I got the Sprinter moved here. So it's going good, man. Trucking and transportation. That's it.
That's it.
And then just enjoying life, man. Enjoying my kids, my family. I enjoy having a regular life, man. Overseas for what, 11 years. Missed a lot. I'm just glad to be back, man, and get to do regular things like eat Chick-fil-A in the morning.
Do you still ball every day?
I don't, man, at all. But you know what? Sometimes I go, you know, hoop up there with the, Ole Miss guys. Sometimes just go hoop, mess around.
See, that's what I'm curious is, like, I know you're not Murph from 2012-13, but
now that heart, the heart and the toughness still there. The knees don't work.
So Malik Dia wants to try to step out. You're going to go right at him, drive into him, right? I mean, if you had to go. Malik,
I probably ain't gonna, Malik, he's a little bit too young. But he got some dog. He got some dog in. I think I developed, when you're young, man, you just wonder how older people were just stronger. I think I developed my old man strength now. So yeah. I think you're a little too young right now.
See, but here's player, the thing, I'll tell him. As I always, whenever I do an interview with Murph, I have to make sure to mention. I would tell him, Malik, he's going left. It don't matter what you do.
It don't matter.
He's good. He's going to keep
looking. I'm gonna get to it, and you can't do nothing about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing at all.
I might throw an occasional right hook just to keep you a little. I might miss it. But I'm going to throw it just to keep you honest. Yeah. Like AK say, just throw it. Just throw that shit, man. Keep them honest.
Yeah, just let them know that it's there.
But I don't want to use it.
No, you're stubborn, too. You're like, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get to my spot and do what I do no matter what you do.
And if you stop me driving left, I'm going to go get a rebound. You can't stop it all. So
that's the thing that was so cool to see. Ole Miss is a little undersized. It doesn't have the rim protection it had last year, which is Green and Musa Cisse. But these guys are playing defense at a different type of level. And now, unlike last year when Musa probably couldn't come out to three, they can switch everything. This is what Chris Beard wants to have in a defense. Mm-hmm. A switchable across the board defense. And you're probably seeing it like more of what he's always wanted at Ole Miss.
And team rebounding. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have one guy to have 19 every night. You can have team rebounds of 7, 6, 5. Your point guard get in there and grab 3 or 4. Same thing.
Man, if they make it to the Sweet 16, are we going together?
We going together. I was about to say I'm going, but if you coming, we going together.
I want to load up in one of the luxury.
We're gonna take the Sprinter down the road, man.
I'm saying we can make content for days. He's Murphy Holloway.
We're gonna set the microphone up, the podcast in the back on the way.
All I need is an invitation. Do not tease me, Murph, with a good time.
We're going to say this right here so everyone knows it. You have an open invitation. We go to the Sweet 16. We all together and we're going.
We loading up. We'll drive them old icy streets of Kansas City like we did the last time, trying to make it up there. Yep. We'll do the whole thing. He's Murphy Holloway, all-time Ole Miss basketball great. My friend, thank you for doing this, buddy.
Oh, man, no problem. Anytime, boss.
You'll get buckets, man. Good to see you, bro.
Yes, sir. You too, boss.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.